You need to balance your customers so that you don't have all your eggs in one basket. If you are unbalanced with one or more dominant customers, your business is extremely vulnerable and ruinous for your business if they leave. When your customers are balanced, it's much easier to quickly replace one who leaves you. When you have only one or two dominant customers, your business becomes an extension of theirs without them having to pay overheads. You are always at their beck and call and unable to grow a sustainable business. This is a very unhealthy position for your business to be in. This situation often arises when the dominant customer is a large corporate, and being in this position, you often end up waiting for your payments, so in effect, you are subsidizing their business. Whilst you are gathering the information for the previous analyses, insert a column for the percentage of gross profit each customer contributes to your entire business. In this analysis, you'll see that in years 2016 and 2017, Jones had a large share of your business, which is far too high. Replacing Jones would be costly. In year 2018, with Jones' orders declining, Smith became the far too dominant customer and once again unbalancing your business. Hume could be a C customer and is not a major contributor. Therefore, Hume would be easier and less costly to replace. I like to see an equal spread across the customer base, ideally, a balance of less than 17% of gross profit contributed per customer.